Welcome to the Bigger Pockets Money Podcast, where we interview Susan Goodell and talk about financial astrology. Hello, hello, hello. My name is Scott Trench, and with me today is my star, get it, co-host from our sister podcast, On the Market, Kathy Fetke.
Thanks for introducing me as a star.
Awesome. Yeah, you'll have to retrograde my puns today on the show. Kathy and I are here to make financial independence less scary, less just for somebody else, to introduce you to every money story and every money theory, because we truly believe that financial freedom is attainable for everyone, no matter when or where you're starting.
Whether you want to retire early and travel the world, go on to make big-time investments in assets like real estate, or look for the stars for answers, we'll help you reach your financial goals and get money out of the way so you can launch yourself towards your dream.
All right, Kathy, we're excited to bring in Susan today and talk about financial astrology. What should folks be thinking about as they're listening in for this one?
Well, I would say you would want to put away and put aside any preconceived ideas about astrology and just come with an open mind.
One angle is, even if you're not into astrology, you're just completely skeptical off the bat, you should be aware of these concepts because psychology influences markets. So even if you're not convinced that the stars and the movements of the planets impact financial markets and conditions, they may impact how people plan their weeks, plan their days, and modify their calendars like Susan does. And you should be aware of that because that can have a downstream financial impact. So an interesting show today. Hope you enjoy it. Susan Goodell specializes in financial astrology research and publishing, building on 35 years in the commodity futures business as a journalist and marketing executive. Based in Chicago, she lectures frequently on financial astrology topics, ranging from long-term stock market cycles to short-term price outlook at all the major professional astrology associations. Susan, we're so excited to have you here today on Bigger Pockets Money. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks so much, Scott. It's a pleasure to be here. I love talking about astrology and markets and financial things.
Well, awesome. To start things off, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what astrology is in a general sense?
I grew up on a farm and I got interested in the markets because my dad raised corn and would come in for lunch every day and we had to know what the price of corn was doing right then. And I'm like, why? Why is what makes it different today versus yesterday? So I've always been fascinated with what makes markets move and prices move. So I studied ag journalism and I worked as a editor reporter for a trade publication, Futures Magazine, where we covered the markets in the industry. From an astrology point of view, just kind of always interested in it. Had interviewed people when I was a reporter who used astrology in the markets, and that kind of fascinated me. So I just ultimately put the two together.
I'm curious about this as a subject, and you know, maybe you could introduce astrology and why folks should, you know, take it seriously if they're skeptical of astrology coming into this episode, for example.
You're trying to close on your next rental, so why is your insurance company dragging its feet? With long lead times and never-ending paper forms, it's no wonder it takes forever to finally get a policy. Modern investors deserve better. They deserve Steadily.com. At Steadily.com, you'll get fast, affordable landlord insurance available online 24/7 in just a few clicks. You can even get next-day coverage, which takes just minutes, by the way, to obtain. And you can do it all from your phone. Steadily was founded by landlords who created insurance products tailored to the unique needs of this industry. It's their sole focus, and that's why landlords nationwide consistently rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars. So whether you've got a single family, short-term, or multifamily portfolio, Steadily.com can secure the best coverage at the best price to protect your properties. Discover how Steadily can save you both time and money on your rental property insurance. Visit Steadily.com for a commitment-free quote tailored to your needs today.
Saving for a down payment, a wedding, or just looking for extra money to invest? Monarch Money turns your budgeting woes into wins. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best budgeting app overall. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/pockets. Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it easy to manage your money like a pro. Add a partner or family member to your account for no extra cost. so combined finances become a breeze. Customize your budgets and notifications, set up automatic rules for transactions, and more. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/pockets. That's monarchmoney.com/pockets for your extended 30-day free trial.
This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Astrology is just the interpretation of how planets, how we're affected by the planets moving in the sky. And I think the easiest way to understand that is to take a look at the tides every day. The tides move in and out. They go with the moon. And so if the moon can move the ocean on a regular basis every day, how do we not think that planets might not have some influence on us who are filled with water? And that's just a moon tide kind of situation. But extrapolate from there to all the other planets. And certainly as an astrologer, you look at enough charts and you see how the planets moving around them, the snapshot of the birth horoscope, whatever that is, whether it's a person, a market, an event, an institution, whatever. And you see things happen as a watch with movements. And they kind of, when they click in and they click together and like spin the next one, when you see things happen, when the planets are making those connections, you go, there's something to that. And I've seen enough of it to be convinced.
Yeah, my father was a gardener, not a farmer like you, but he would follow, is it the Farmer's Almanac? Just following when the stars tell you to plant things. And he would do that. And he was so thrilled to see that it actually worked when he had kind of failed for years at gardening until he discovered that. So how does that tie to finances, which I'm sure a lot of the audience would like to know? How can you time things well using astrology to make good financial decisions?
Well, I think from when you're looking at the stock market, I've done a lot of work in studying how the Dow Jones Industrial Average works in relationship to the Saturn-Uranus synodic cycle that lasts 45 years. And all the planets have connections to each other and they hook up based on how fast they move every so often. Jupiter and Saturn every 20 years, Saturn and Uranus every 45. And it's really fascinating to me that the Dow Jones average follows the Saturn-Uranus cycle pretty closely. And we're in the third one since both were conceived in the late 1800s. And so far, it has been following right along. The stock market makes a low at the beginning of the cycle when Saturn and Uranus are in the same sign, same degree, and then typically make big bull market tops when they are square to each other. And we've just had one of those final squares in 21-22. And Saturn-Uranus made its last square on December 24 of 2021. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average topped on 10 days later on January 5 at 36,952. So it's still hanging in there in terms of following the pattern of previous cycles that go back more than 100 years.
Translated, does that mean we're going to see more down, more up? I didn't quite understand that.
Part of the cycle, we're in kind of the hardest part of it right now. The final 25% is always kind of dicey. And that lasts until 2032. So we're in 2023. We've got another 9 years for it to play out, barring Great Depression kind of situation between now and then. I think we're on to new highs by the end of the decade.
What do you think is the reason that this cycle has an impact on prices?
Well, Saturn is about the status quo, about staying the same. Uranus is about changing things up. And so when they meet, there's conversation between the planets archetypally about how do we change what we have now? And particularly on such a long cycle, how do we make change and move forward without too much disruption, without, throwing the baby out with the bathwater? So it's just the natural progress of how the planet archetypes work within our lives. How do we just incrementally make change to move forward? They both are close enough that they are considered close enough to Earth that they're considered planets that can affect the economy. Actually, the three of them, Jupiter, Saturn, and Uranus. Jupiter and Saturn, because they have a 20-year cycle that's related to the business cycle. Saturn and Uranus, a little longer. Too, so you can get a feel for how society changes and shifts over a long period of time.
So does each stock or each company kind of fall under its own chart and behave differently? And when you say the stock market, it's just a whole lot of different companies, right? So in general, I have so many questions, but like, are we just talking about the U.S.? Is it like the U.S. that's going to do so well, or the whole world and every, how do you divide it?
I focus on U.S. markets because that's where I live. And so I can't speak to how the Saturn-Uranus cycle plays out with other indexes. But, typically in the global economy that we have now, they behave relatively similarly. Where one goes, others follow.
I mean, are there certain companies? Obviously, I personally think that tech is going to be huge over the next 10 years. We're going to see so much development, I would think, energy and so forth. But how do you know which one is going to take off over the next decade?
Once again, I turn to astrology and the big things that have been going on. And for all of us, I think we have just lived through the biggest astrological transit that any of us will experience in our lives. And I say that with confidence because it is a Jupiter-Saturn aspect that ended a 150-year period of being in Earth signs when they make their conjunctions every 20 years. And as of December 20 of 2020, Jupiter and Saturn made a conjunction in an air sign, which they will do now for the next 199 years. So from an economic perspective, we've gone from Jupiter and Saturn and Earth signs since the mid-1800s, telling us that the economy values things of Earth, physical stuff. And we're moving into what I call the air economy, where we and the economy and markets will value things of air, ideas, intellectual property, technology, communications, cooperation, global community, all things that the air signs represent. And so technology is right in there. And I think ultimately the NASDAQ 100 index will become the primary index to follow. Now, we might not get there for a while yet. And I'm thinking decades, years and decades. But you're onto it. I mean, and you're feeling it, I think, that technology, this is where we have to go in order to make money. How our world will work better is by focusing on technology things, and the astrology supports that in a massive way.
I'm an air sign, so maybe I'm feeling that the air.
There you go.
What are you, Scott? Do you know what?
I'm a Virgo.
Earth.
Oh, so you're yesterday's news.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
My time is over. I can hear someone being very skeptical about our conversation in a sense here. And I think you've made some great points here, but I want to also kind of speak in there that maybe you are listening to this and you're skeptical of what you're hearing here, but how many people out there, Susan, are using this to inform investment decisions? And, you know, what are the market correlations with that? Is this even if I'm skeptical of the actual astrology piece, which perhaps they're wrong to be, are people using this? And is this a psychological component to the market that could be very powerful potentially? Is it used widely?
I don't know how many people are using it, but I think there's more than we suspect, because in my experience, traders are all about making money, and whatever edge they can get, they're all about it. So if some of them have found an edge by using astrology, I think they have. Now, because it's weird, because it's unpopular, do I think that they let people know about it? No. Even more so if it's successful. If they find a successful edge, do you think they're going to tell anybody? No. So I think there's more people using it on a regular basis than we might suspect. And it must work, or we'd hear more about it, that it doesn't work. The other thing to take a look at is, I consider to be kind of the pioneer in financial astrology, and this is a trader named W.D. Gann. And he was famous 100 years ago and was written up in all the big stock magazines and newspapers in the early 1900s, and never really let on what he was using to be so successful. He just called it natural rhythms. But you can see in his work and his many, many, many books and newsletters, he was one of the most successful traders of his time.
Real estate investing is great, but for some, the tenant phone calls and clogged toilets aren't all that attractive. So how do you invest in real estate without getting your hands dirty? Invest for truly passive income with Pine Financial Group. Pine's mortgage fund offers an 8% preferred return and an attractive profit split, with 70% of profits going to the investors. You'll earn passive income by participating in lending to house flippers. And it's secure because senior lien holders, that's you, get paid first. Their rigorous underwriting process and the backing of the physical asset provide additional security in case of borrower default. Plus, by investing with Pine Financial Group, you contribute to the revitalization of communities by redirecting your funds from Wall Street to Main Street, supporting local economies and generating profits simultaneously. This investment is reserved for accredited investors, but if you are not accredited, Pine Financial has options for you too. Don't miss this opportunity to back Main Street over Wall Street and start earning passive real estate income. Learn more about investing with Pine at pinefinancialgroup.com/BP. That's pinefinancialgroup.com/BP. What if I told you that I, Mindy Jensen, the queen of budgeting, the personal finance fanatic, sometimes forgot to cancel my subscriptions? I know, it's horrible. $10 here, $15 there. My useless subscription bills could have taken my whole family out to dinner multiple times. Rocket Money can make all that subscription sadness suddenly vanish. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. You can see all your subscriptions in one place and cancel money-sucking subscriptions with a tap. They'll even try to get you a refund for the last couple of months of wasted money and negotiate to lower your bills for you. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over $500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/BPMoney. That's rocketmoney.com/BPMoney. rocketmoney.com/BPMoney.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
I completely understand that there's a complex world to dive into here, but are there any basics for beginners here that you could share with us that help someone kind of get an idea about what to do next? Like, what are the, we have the Saturn Uranus cycle. Is that the first thing that I should be thinking about? Or are there other more fundamental basics for a true beginner who's completely brand new to this to be thinking about and using astrology to inform financial decisions?
Well, you probably heard about Mercury retrograde. And so you could start with Mercury retrograde.
What is that?
That's the thing that as real estate agents, I actually pay attention to this one because you're not supposed to sign contracts or buy electronics during a Mercury retrograde. Did I get that right?
Bingo. Very good.
Can we explain what retrograde means for the novices out here?
It's when you look up in the sky and it appears from our viewpoint on Earth that Mercury is traveling backwards. And it's not that Mercury travels backwards. It's just that the speed of the planet changes as it goes in its orbit around the sun. It speeds up, it slows down. And so here on Earth, it appears to us that planets move backwards. And that's what's called retrograde. And Mercury goes retrograde for about 3 weeks at a time, about three times a year. So at the very least, just, and you know, you may hear Mercury retrograde things, you may see it online or on apps, on social media.
And this is a bad thing?
No, not necessarily.
You just don't want to travel.
Well, and not travel, but just be aware that Mercury retrograde, any planet retrograde, I like to call it's like them being on vacation. You know, Mercury's job is to be in charge of communications, short travel. So when Mercury is retrograde, it's on vacation. It's not really paying attention as much as it normally does to travel, communications, the internet, your computer, your car. So just be prepared. When you know Mercury retrograde's coming up, it's time to, okay, let me back up my computer. Let me go get my car checked if there's something I've been meaning to get looked over. Is something rattling? Okay, we'll check that out before Mercury goes retrograde. But from communication point of view, it's a great time to do editing. To, if you're in marketing, to reach out to old leads, reach out to former customers. Anything that has the word re in it, review, reconnect, that sort of thing. So, I mean, there are ways to use Mercury retrograde in a positive kind of way. Don't be scared of it because it happens too often. We can't, you know, throw out 9 weeks of the year just because Mercury's retrograde.
So I looked it up and it looks like Mercury, when it's in retrograde, the stock market performs more poorly, like to several hundred basis points percentage wise over the last 50 years. So should I be using Mercury in retrograde as part of my trading strategy? Or should I avoid it altogether?
You could. I've never looked at it. I've never studied how the market performs under a Mercury retrograde. I have under a Venus retrograde. And Venus retrograde, the market, if with Venus retrograde all by itself, the market declines, maybe 10% or so. But interestingly, if Jupiter is already retrograde and then a Venus retrograde joins it, the market rallies. So, I mean, you just have to kind of depend on what it is.
So you were talking about this massive transition from earth sign to air sign. A lot of Bigger Pockets audience is invested in real estate, and it seems like real estate would be an earth sign. Is that true?
It is.
So what does this transition mean for real estate moving from earth to air?
Well, I think in the long haul, real estate, like, you know, was it Mark Twain that said they aren't making any more of it? It seems like it's still always going to be a good investment unless we completely change how we operate as a society and what is valued in terms of building wealth. But in an air economy, how would real estate perform? What would be an air type real estate sort of thing? High-rise apartment buildings, green space buildings in some way, something that doesn't impact the climate, something that uses property that creates its own energy. Those would all be, I think, air aspects of a earth-related real estate property sort of holding. So anything you can do in investment-wise that has an element of air to it, I think is, you know, pick that one as opposed to not.
And the definition again of air, like what that means?
Air. Things that are related to the signs of Gemini, Aquarius, and Libra. So ideas, communications, technology, community, cooperation, justice. So, you know, like the cohabitating, communal living would be a air-oriented real estate kind of thing. Well, I have another one for you to watch in the real estate arena and just in general. But the moon void, of course, this happens a couple times a week because the moon moves so quickly. And what that means is that the moon is not making an aspect to any other planet before it changes its sign, which is every 2.5 days. And so once again, the moon is untethered. It's off on its own. It doesn't really know what to do. And it's not connected to the other planets. So it's void, of course, is the astrological term for it. And when the moon is void, it's the thing that astrologers say is that nothing comes of it in what you do when the moon is void. So for me, I check when the moon is void and I just mark it on my calendar. I block my calendar online. I don't take appointments. I don't try to make anything happen when the moon is void, of course. That's a kind of a cool thing, and to see how that works. And I ask about the real estate. A friend of mine who's an astrologer and used to sell real estate said that she had real issues when the moon was void in showing houses. She said, whenever I showed a house when the moon was void, of course, they didn't like it. It was just a complete waste of time for everybody. I didn't get a sale. They didn't like it. And what was the point? So that could be something interesting for you guys to track. When the moon is void, and if you have showings, then to see what people think.
I have one final question here. You've mentioned a couple of things here. When the moon is void, of course, when Mercury is in retrograde, and when the Saturn-Uranus cycle is in its last quartile. How'd I do it? Phrasing that one, yeah.
That seems like a Virgo, right? A detailed person.
Is there like a list that I could get, continuing on this theme, Kathy, of more tips like that I can refer to? Or like how would I go about compiling a list of these items? So that I, you know, and like you mentioned another tip earlier, it was like Venus is in retrograde bad, but Venus and Jupiter, see more notes, in sure. retrograde good at the same time. So how do I remember all of this? And what is, how do I kind of put together a list with all of these like sub rules, and qualifiers and clarification points? And hey, if this is generally bad, but then it's offset by this, then this happens.
Really good question. And I'm working on a book that might be able to answer it.
All right. Where can people find out more about this?
I'm waiting for the upcoming Mercury retrograde to edit it, which is another good use of Mercury retrograde. But yeah, it's just a collection of little tidbits that you pick up along the way.
And then take detailed notes.
Yeah. There you go. Start small, add more. Like I said, start with Mercury retrograde. See if that helps. Throw in a moon void, of course, on your calendar. See if that helps. Now, a good use of what you could do in a moon void, of course, that would be advantageous, I think, would be one, if you have to have a meeting where you don't really want the outcome to be decided for whatever reason, then schedule the meeting while the moon is void because nothing will happen. Mm. Or if you're a PR person, I would say if you've got bad news to announce, announce it during a moon void, of course, and it should just like slip away. No one will care.
All right. Yeah. Well, that's exactly what I'm hoping to get. And so I'll look forward to when this book comes out. And in the meantime, Susan, where can people find out more about you?
Check out my website, my name, SusanGaddell.com. And there you'll find a book about trading in commodity markets and astrology and how the charts work and that sort of thing. That's available on Amazon.com. And you can subscribe to a newsletter I write about markets and where I keep tabs on about 8 different big markets, Bitcoin, stocks, gold, energy, that sort of thing. So, and that's all at my website, SusanGaddell.com.
Awesome. That's Susan, GIDEL.com. And we will link to that in the show notes here. Susan, thank you so much for coming on Bigger Pockets Money today. This was a wonderful conversation, packed with tidbits and a new interesting angle on personal finance that I've never come across before.
Well, you've taken good notes, Scott, the Virgo that you are. So good for you.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate it and hope you have a wonderful rest of your week.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
All right. That was Susan Gaddell from SusanGaddell.com, astrological insights that help you achieve financial success. Kathy, what'd you think?
Huh. Wow. It's a lot to track, right? It seems like I said, it's always been overwhelming to me. And I do stick to little things that may seem superstitious, but the whole Mercury retrograde thing, whenever I seem to be on a flight that's been canceled, I look on the calendar and sure enough, it's Mercury retrograde. So there's something to it. Again, not for everybody, but still a fun thing to know what some people are thinking.
Yeah. And again, you know, you don't have to, you know, believe it or agree with it or those types of things. But if you're not aware of it and how other people feel about it, you know, you may miss something in your planning process here, or you may just want to be aware of these things because of how they can affect certain types of folks who do follow this stuff closely. On that note, let's retrograde out of there. We'll see you later. This from this episode of the Bigger Pockets Money Podcast, I'm Scott Trench and she is Kathy Fetke saying see you later. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple. And if you're looking for even more money content, feel free to visit our YouTube channel at youtube.com/biggerpocketsmoney.
Bigger Pockets Money was created by Mindy Jensen and Scott Trench. Produced by Kaylin Bennett. Editing by Exodus Media. Copywriting by Nate Weintraub. Lastly, a big thank you to the Bigger Pockets team for making this show possible. The market is changing, and finding your way can be tricky. Rates shift, headlines whirl, but your goal hasn't changed. You want financial freedom, and the best investors know it's not about timing the market, it's about time in the market. If you're ready to get into real estate investing or take it to the next level, finding an investor-friendly agent is your next step. With the Bigger Pockets Agent Finder, you can find the right agent in minutes. Just head to biggerpockets.com/deals, enter a few details about what and where you want to buy, and boom, instantly matched with an investor-friendly agent who fits the bill. These local market experts can help you navigate the neighborhoods, analyze the numbers, and take action with confidence once and for all. This free resource is only available at biggerpockets.com/deals. Get an agent, get the deal, and get closer to financial freedom at biggerpockets.com/deals. That's biggerpockets.com/deals to find your investor-friendly agent today.
The content of this podcast is for informational purposes only.
Past performance is not indicative of future results, and all host and participant opinions are their own.
Investment in any asset, real estate included, involves risk. Use your best judgment and consult with qualified advisors before investing. Only risk capital you can afford to lose.
Bigger Pockets LLC disclaims all liability for direct, indirect, consequential, or other damages arising from reliance upon information presented in this podcast.